Well, now we've got him in studio. The real, live Riley Cooper, Eagles wide receiver. Looks like you had quite a relaxing offseason there, pal.
How about it? Yeah. Huh? How about it?
Yeah. You're a beast.
Stop. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm just kidding. Riley, listen, let's talk about first the offseason conditioning program. And at what point do you kind of get into it after a very tough season? I mean, it started with a collarbone, yeah. Then you get a lot of playing time and, you know, all the stuff that goes on after the year. When do you get back into it?
You know, everyone's different. You know, everyone approaches the game a little bit different. But me, I mean, you just have to know your body. And, you know, I take about 3 weeks, 4 weeks off, and then I start gradually getting back into it. And then mid-February, I'm really grinding. I'm really, you know, working hard. So, but, I mean, I do take that time to rest, that whole, you know, 3-4 weeks.
And that's
January.
Like sitting around watching TV, eating cupcakes? Or what?
No,
when you say rest,
I do watch my diet. But I don't work out at all. You know, I don't run, I don't jog, I don't do anything. And everyone's different. You know, mm-hmm. That sometimes doesn't work for some other people. But for me, you know, it's the way I've always done it.
Now, we've watched, you know, you and Nick certainly had a thing going on last year, which was great. We'll get into the on-the-field stuff because there's a lot to talk about here. But I found it interesting when watching some of the workouts that you did, explosive movement, strength building, mm-hmm. grabbing that big chain, which weighs, I don't know how many pounds.
Like 750.
750 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of all this and the feeling you had in your body afterward.
You know, I started working with Matt 2 years ago. And he really just opened my eyes up to just weightlifting. He does way more Olympic-style lifts. Your full body, your whole body. It's extremely beneficial. You know, I've always been on the, you know, get on the bench press or get on the pull down and that stuff's good. But, when you're using your whole body and all your lifts, it's just like you're playing a sport. So it was extremely beneficial and he did a heck of a job.
And what do you come in here weighing? What are you 6'2"?
No, six I told three? You I'm 6'3" and 3/4.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 224 pounds.
Uh-huh. And body fat,
8% body fat.
Jesus,
give me some of
there.
That. Machine. Absolute machine.
Megatron. Who? Why is it so important to be so big, fit, strong these days? These cornerbacks. You know, I'm not sure. Are cornerbacks small around the NFL now, or are they bigger around the NFL?
So I mean,
we keep getting big ones here.
Yeah, no, yeah, we are definitely getting big ones here. But, I mean, it's different around the league. You know, there's some small ones. There's some big ones. You know, Seattle Seahawks, they have,
yeah.
I mean, they're 6'2", 6'1", 6'3". I mean, there's some big corners out there. And, you know, me, I've always just been a big receiver. So that's kind of my strength. And I, you know, just always try to stay fit.
I got to tell you, I wondered, and maybe I'm just being a – maybe I was – I don't know, but I believe this. I watched Eric Decker in Denver in the playoffs have, like, whatever, 13 catches – and I thought, if Riley Cooper got that kind of chance, why wouldn't you be the same kind of body? Mm-hmm. You catch everything. You move well without the ball. Mm-hmm. I see a player who's really gotten a lot better from 1 year to the next. Do you feel that way?
You know, I definitely feel like I've gotten better as a player. You know, I have to keep that going. But with that being said, I'm very confident in my ability to play football. And I tell everybody, you know, everyone's time comes. And I have three guys ahead of me, or however many now. And everyone out there is great. But, you know, the last 3 years, it's been, you know, Jason Avant, Macklin, and Deshaun. And they're awesome, you know. And playing behind them, I have no problem with it. But when I do get an opportunity, I have to make the best of it. So that's kind of how I've approached it. And when someone goes down, I got to step in. And that's kind of what I tried to do last year.
You followed Chip Kelly, I'm sure, when he was at Auburn. Or, I mean, at Oregon, mm-hmm. Your thoughts on now that you've gotten a little bit of a taste of the offense?
You know, we've installed a few plays and done a few things, and it's going to be high tempo. You know, I'm not going to get into X's and O's because I'm still learning that too, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of doing that. But it's going to be extremely high tempo. You know, we're going to play, you know, within ourselves, but, you know, we're gonna let it loose.
Is it good for you?
I hope so. We'll see. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to make the team just like everybody else. So, you know, he's brought a couple big wide receivers in, you know, hopefully do some screens and, you know, for blocking and stuff. And that's mm-hmm. something I'm really good at.
Right.
And at blocking. And so hopefully it does benefit me.
It is a change, though. You've got to prove yourself
absolutely.
Over again. Is that the way?
Yeah,
that's a great challenge. Yeah.
Start all over, which is good, though.
Yeah. Riley, the offseason for you also included a little dip into the game of baseball, a visit to the Phillies down in Philadelphia Phillies. In their spring training home, I guess, in Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some footage now. I want you to analyze what you've got, taking some batting practice. First, you got the uniform going on, and it must have been quite a cool experience to be part of that.
It really was. It was extremely cool.
I mean, they
don't look good in the hat.
Well, I mean,
it's all that hair.
Yeah. Well, it's like opposite.
You must look really good in the hat, though.
And was the uniform like specially made for you? They just pulled up the Riley Cooper off the.
They got all my measurements.
I don't like
and
the
stuff.
Belt. It looks dumb. It actually looks okay right there. They got your measurements too. It's like a form-fitted jersey for you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It really was. It was such a cool experience meeting all those guys and playing with them and hitting batting practice with them and shagging with them in the outfield. It was really cool.
Now they
it
have
really
a
was.
Pitcher, not a machine, right?
Yeah, they have an actual, you know, batting practice.
Is he bringing
practice.
Heat? Is he throwing
Decent. He's throwing good speed. You know, he's a little bit closer, right in front of the mound. But he's throwing it pretty good.
I know you're a Phillies fan. We all are. Who'd you meet? Who'd you bond with?
You know what? I hit batting practice with Ben Revere.
Okay.
He's a super cool guy. And Chooch, the catcher.
Yeah.
I talked to them a little bit. And I don't know about that swing. See, it's been 3 years since I picked up a bat. I mean,
so you literally have not
break.
Picked up a bat since
3 years.
Yeah. Now, I think some of the players have been suggesting that you have warning track power, which is not exactly a compliment.
Listen, I'm not one to ever make excuses.
Okay.
But that you will see in the video, it was blowing about 25 to 30 mile an hour in from left field, and I'm a right-handed batter.
There you go. There's your cellar. You got one. You jacked one.
And I did hit a couple. So.
Was baseball ever a thought of in your life that you would?
It was my first thought all growing up. I always played baseball, thinking I'm going, going to the majors. So that was always my first.
It's an awesome game. Harder to hit a curveball, or get open on a slant route against the press coverage.
I honestly think that baseball is the hardest sport. That hand-eye coordination. It's not as physically grueling, obviously, but it is the hardest thing to do is hit a baseball.
Well, hey, listen, you're here. It's all football all the time. Chip Kelly's everybody seems fired up around the building. The energy level is quite high.
It is. I'm excited.
Yeah, and it's the mini camp next week, so you'll learn a little bit more about the offense.
Yep, it'll be fun.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Riley Cooper in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.